You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at African Bank. They released some results as well. They gave us their half-year results for the first half of the year ended March 2024. Joined on the line by the CEO for Business Banking at African Bank, Zweli Manyati, to take a look at this. Good evening, Zweli. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the performance of the business over the first 6 months. Happy performance, pleasing performance from the management team?
Absolutely. Good evening to you. Thank you for having us. It is very, very good results, and we're comfortable that the strategy that we're pursuing vigorously is beginning to give us the numbers that we're looking for.
Now, Zweli, part of that strategy sits within your division. That would be the newly or relatively newly formed business division. And obviously, along with that is that acquisition of Grinrod and some of the other acquisitions that have been going through. If I remember correctly, back in March, there was that critical approval by the minister for the Section 54 on Grinrod. How does that positively impact the business division and what you're looking to achieve in becoming that holistic bank?
Look, the divisionalization, which is really what the minister approved, gives us a lot of efficiencies, because up until now, we have had to keep two banking licenses. And you can imagine that you've got two parallel governance structures. Those structures, we're going to have one board instead of two boards and all the committees and stuff like that. And the other thing is that, we can actually leverage on the African bank brand properly in business banking. So there's quite a bit that this gives us. And it also just streamlined the processes and brings efficiencies along. So we're looking forward. We're busy right now executing on that approval. And luckily for us, although Grinrod Bank was a subsidiary, we did quite a bit of work in preparation of this approval. So we're very happy.
Now, Zweli, alongside things that you guys are busy working on is that new look African Bank. I saw snippets of it on some of the social medias. The rebranding exercise is well underway. What does that look like for the business, and how critical is that now that the business is on stable ground? You've gotten the right things in place and you finally can put some effort and some time towards relooking at reintroducing South Africa to a new brand.
Look, the brand, the refresh of the brand actually makes us look, as vibey as we should have. And it takes us back to our heritage in that much more stronger way. And the work that we're doing, we're not done with the building of the bank, business banking included. You might recall that we announced also the intent to acquire parts of Sasfin, and more specifically capital equipment finance and their commercial property finance, which is slightly different to the way we've been doing it. So it actually expands those acquisitions, will expand our product base and give us access to a new set of clients who are banked by Sasfin. And it just gives us that much more firepower, if you like, when we go to the markets that we want to go to or are into already. So it's going to be a very exciting time ahead of us.
I remember catching up with the company's group CEO, rather, Kennedy Bungani, around that Accelerate 25 strategy, and obviously the bank's plans to potentially list separately, with the South African Reserve Bank wanting to unbundle from the shareholding that they have in there, and then obviously wanting to clean up that structure from what was the rescued African Bank to what is now very much the alive and well African Bank that has its own balance sheet. How is that plan going at the moment? Still on track?
We are on track. We have started the first phase of the IPO was to deal with the staff scheme, which has been done and supported by all the shareholders. And we are going to go into the next phase. because we want to make sure that we de-risk the IPO by making sure that those who are committing to building this bank are part and parcel of that growth. So the first phase was done. Stuff has been done and dusted, in terms of which, very interestingly, different to other schemes that I've seen, here the first thing was to look at every single African banker on an equal basis, not on the basis of rank. So everybody is going to be getting the same number of shares allocated to them, irrespective of the tenure in the bank, irrespective of their seniority. That actually makes sure that we, all as employees of the bank, go into this on an equal basis, and we benefit on an equal basis. So I think that is very, very good for all the African bankers.
Certainly an interesting time, and I think for, from my perspective, it's one of the turnaround stories I've been most proud to be able to track and keep up with. I remember I've had a number of conversations with yourself, Azueli, as well as with Kennedy, around the hard work that the team has been putting in, and I certainly look forward to catching up in the at the end of the year, rather, when we look at how the Grindrod integrations and the Sasfin integrations, if they are complete at that stage, will add to the bank's bottom line, and most importantly, the return to shareholders. For now, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the insights, Zweli. Zweli Manyati, CEO of Business Banking at African Bank, joining me to reflect on their half year's numbers, their new rebranding, as well as what lies ahead for the bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.